Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechet Shavuos, Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, and Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Fayin Yuziv Gahagun, Bikar of Mamesh. And here's our last Mishnah where we discussed Tumas Mikdash Yekdashav. And remember, up until now, we've had many different cases where a person was Tamei and then they had a Alama, they forgot. Either they forgot that they were Tamei and then they walked into the Beis HaMikdash, or they ate Kodesh, or it could be that they remember they were Tamei but they forgot that this is the Beis HaMikdash, or they didn't realize that this is Kodesh. In all these cases, they would be Chayav a carbon oil of Yared. However, now we have Machlokes about this. Blazer says, Hasharatz v'nelam imenu. This is actually a partial quote of a pasuk, and was a real Ezra learned from here. Al halam sheretz chayiv. If a person had a lama, he forgot that he became tameh by way of touching a dead sheretz, that very specific tuma, only then, if he forgets that he was tameh and walked into the base of mikdash, right? Kodesh, he's chayiv a carbon oil of yared. Bene chav al halam mikdash, he's not chayiv if he didn't realize that this was the base of mikdash and he knew he was tameh, and he's also not chayiv if he contracted some sort of other tuma. The only case Rebbe Ezra is mechayiv a carbon oil of yared for is if he came tameh from a sheretz and he forgot that he was tameh and then went to the base of mikdash right kodesh. Whereas Rabbi Kiva argues and says that no, since the pasuk repeats itself by saying v'nelam imenu v'hu tameh al helam tumah chayiv v'enu chayiv al helam mikdash, it tells us that he's chayiv for forgetting that he's tameh, and that's any sort of tumah, not just tumas sheretz, but he's not chayiv for forgetting this in the base of mikdash. However, Rabbi Shmuel says, and this is what we've been saying the entire time, and we actually pasuk like Rabbi Shmuel, v'nelam shtei pa'amim. It says the word v'nelam twice, and what does this tell us? L'chayiv al helam tumah v'al helam mikdash, that a person is chayiv if he forgot that he was tameh, and it doesn't make a difference what type of tumah he was tameh, and he's also chayiv if he remembered that he was tameh, he just forgot that this is the base of mikdash or this is kodesh. In both scenarios, he could be chayiv a carbon oil of yared. Now we've got the parak gimel mishnah aleph to discuss the main topic of the masechta, making a shvua that if he does not keep to it, he'd be chayiv a carbon oil of yared. And we had said in the beginning of the masechta, shvuah shtayim shein arba, there are two shvuas that really are four. And as we explained, this means that the pasuk refers to two shvuas, and we expand that to another two, which is a total of four, namely shvuah sha'echav shalei echal. The ones that are found in the pasuk are if a guy makes a shvua, I will eat today or I will not eat today, and that's expanded to the following, sha'achalti v'shaloi achalti, if he makes a shvua that I did eat or that I didn't eat. These are shvuas that are fair game, that if he doesn't keep to them, or if it turns out that he lied and that he really did not eat or he did eat in the past, he'd be chayiv a carbon oil of yared. So now we discuss this in greater detail. Shvua shaloi achal v'achal kol shehu chayiv. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, if a person makes a shvua that I'm not going to eat and he eats even the tiniest amount, he's chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared because he was over on a shvua. However, Amru Leil, Rabbi Kiva Chum told Rabbi Kiva, hechad sinu ba'achal kol shehu shehu chayiv, shezeh chayiv. Where do we find by different iser that if a person eats even a little bit that he's chayiv, that we could say, in the case of a shvua, if a guy eats a little bit, he's chayiv? We don't find this concept anywhere else. So I'm letting Rabbi Kiva responded to them by saying, where do we find in a different situation that all person does is speak and he has to bring a karbon? That we're able to say that a guy who makes a false shvua, he'd be able to bring a karbon. We don't have a corollary anywhere else by the mitzvahs. It must be the shvua is something unique, that even though all he did was speak and he has to bring a karbon, we could say the same exact thing by eating, that even if he just eats a little bit, he's already chayiv a karbon. Moving on, shvua shaloi achal v'achal v'shasa. Let's say he made a shvua that he's not going to eat, and he ended up eating and drinking. Ain't chayiv al achas. He's only chayiv one karbon, because he expressed his shvua by saying the word eating and didn't say anything about drinking. However, if he says shvua shaloi achal v'shaloi eshte, shvua that I'm not going to eat and I'm not going to drink, v'achal v'shasa, and he ate and drank, so in this case chayiv shtayim, he's chayiv two separate ones, because each one is considered its own shvua. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Beis, and Gimel continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.